Welcome to the Double Deuce Podcast, an amazing show that lasts only 22 minutes and is for you, the listener, so soak it up. So here are your two big beer hosts, Will Averill and Nelson. Hey, Will, hit the timer.
And we're it.
Double Deuce.
That's right. A very special guest on the show today. Ollie Averill did the "and we're in." He's studying to take over when I get arrested for being so amazing. Which is
gonna start illegal.
Oh, it's not illegal yet.
Are you felony amazing?
I am hashtag double deuce felony amazing. Ollie, what's your favorite hashtag you've heard us say on Double Deuce?
Your mom's butt.
Ollie. let's just pretend he didn't say your mom's butt, which was never a hashtag.
Are
I don't
sure?
know where I'm not sure. I mean, there were those episodes where we were drinking at the lodge, and not sure about a lot of things from those time periods.
Yeah, that was a long time ago too. Hundreds of episodes, some of them.
Yeah, you know, listeners, a lot of you may not realize this, but we've been going for a really long time.
Yeah.
We're like, we're 256 in podcast years.
Which isn't that much.
That's a lot of years.
It is.
Well, I don't think so.
Ollie and I went to Science City last week, and we went to the planetarium, and we realized it would take about 7 years to fly into the sun, which was...
No, it wouldn't. It would take 8 minutes to light speed.
Well, if you were going light speed, it would take about 8 minutes for the light to come from the sun to the earth. But if you were flying at current speeds, it would take years. Anyway, you'd burn up a lot way before you got there. But that's why we don't fly to the sun. Pretty cool facts, eh?
Yeah, don't fly to the sun, kids.
I don't think there would be any kids watching this.
You don't think any kids
listen? Surprised.
The only people I think are watching this is your mom's butt.
You think my mom's butt is the only person watching this?
Yes.
She does listen, I've been told. She's always telling me she's listening to episodes. So
yeah.
Do you want to give any special message to Nana before you go here?
Children want to eat your wig that you had as your queen at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Children want to eat your wigs that you had as queen of the St. Patrick's Day parade. All right, thank you, Ollie, for coming. Oh, bye. You know what? A lot of people say raising kids is difficult, but it's...
The abuser.
It's what? It's really not. It's really not. You just have to sort of put them where you need them to be, and you know, they just do exactly what you say every time.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I'm just glad that we were able to get the word out to your mom to start wearing less tasty looking wigs.
You know, the problem is she was wearing wigs made of burgers, and that's just a dangerous proposition.
Nah, you gotta make them out of hair, not meat. It's a rookie mistake.
Oh man, I don't like words that I just thought of that I don't like include such words as meat wig. That's not a word I want to ever think about or use again. Meat wig. So there you go. Meat wig. It gets worse every time I say it. I like it less and less. But yet somehow I find myself.
Is it growing on you?
Endless loop of saying meat wig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Top five worst things to make a wig out of.
Top five. Okay. Fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Raw sewage.
Mm-hmm.
Liberal arts degree students.
Mm-hmm.
Raw skin.
Raw skin?
So like raw skin. Like just like raw skin, just like skin wig.
Okay.
And
any kind of skin, all skin or certain skin?
General skin, flappy skin. Mm-hmm. And then
I guess all raw skin is pretty unappetizing substitute for hair.
Yeah, tuberculosis would be the last one. I would not.
Don't do that.
Tuberculosis.
Interesting. None of those was meat. So the meat wig is growing on you.
Well, I mean, it's a solid six. You know, you said only five, and that's a lot of pressure. And I mean, I really think tuberculosis is, you know, I would much rather less have a tuberculosis wig than a meat wig, even though I do not want a meat wig either.
No, I think we nailed those. None of those make good wigs.
Speaking of wigs, but not speaking of wigs, but speaking of the things that are underneath wigs, mines, magic mines.
Oh yeah, it's magic mind time.
You know it. You know it. You know, we've talked before. I get sleepy. I get real sleepy. Today I was struggling to stay awake, and I was popping my caffeine gums because I don't have any magic mind on me at the moment, and it wasn't even doing the trick. But that magic mind, that wakes you right up, man. That wakes you right up. I needed some. I need
Well,
to get
here's
some
the thing,
more.
man. Regular use of magic mind has a cumulative effect. Did you know that?
I did know that. I
Yeah,
need.
because I had the remainder of those ones that we had when we had our first magic mind session, and I got to tell you, over the course of the week, it was amazing. Like I definitely was felt more energetic than I had when on weeks when I'm just drinking coffee. You know, you get that coffee buzz and then it's gone and you crash. Not with the magic mind. It just keeps on going.
It's true. Like with that coffee, like when you're tired, you got to keep recharging that coffee. Like I know back when I was a real strong coffee drinker, I was drinking so much coffee a day. That magic mind, one, it gets you through the day. Two, like I felt it even the first time I had it, I could even feel it working the next day on me. I woke up feeling sharper and more alert that second day.
Yeah,
And coffee by no means does that. None of those crazy your 5 hours energies, your other end, your monsters, your those things. It's the same as with a cup. Maybe it lasts longer than a cup of coffee, but it doesn't last anywhere near as long as a magic mind.
no, and that's the great thing is like those 5 hour energy drinks and coffee, like that'll give you the nasty buzz. Sometimes it'll do horrible things to my digestive system. Not so with Magic Mind. Like I got reduced stress, I got steady, calm energy and focus clarity, and it just builds on a day after day, day thing.
And
So it's
it's all
awesome.
natural that you aren't getting all that like taurine and other enes. I don't even remember all the enes that are in those other energy drinks. Magic Mike's it's got the mushrooms and them good like herbs. Got that
Yeah, those sweet,
matcha.
sweet B vitamins and turmeric. You gotta love turmeric in your
Oh,
drink.
you gotta
It
love
doesn't
some
taste like
turmeric.
turmeric because I've had like nasty apple cider vinegar and turmeric drinks before that are supposed to help with various things. No, none of that. Magic Mind is it's got a nice citrusy flavor to
Oh
it.
man,
It's
it tastes
great
good,
chilled, but
quite
you don't have to
frankly.
drink
It
it
tastes
chilled.
good. I like
Yeah.
the flavor of it. It gives you it's that little like the matcha knocks on the door and then it opens the door to delicious citrus.
And hey, you know what? Right now, using the power of Double Deuce,
Oh
we can
yeah.
get you a sweet little deal on that magic
Yeah, you just
mind.
got to go to www.magicmind.com/doubledeuce. And then use the code DoubleDeuce20. That's the words double deuce and the number 20. That's going to get you 20% off your one-time purchases and your subscriptions. And that code lasts. You can do that whenever you need to get some magic mind. But for the next 10 days, you put in that code and you get yourself a bigger subscription, like a 30-pack subscription, you get 56% off. That is more than half off.
Did
That's
you just
so
say
much off.
56%? 56%?
Yes, you're only paying 44% for your 30 pack subscriptions with that code. So that's the goods. And I don't think we've ever mentioned this before. They got if you try it, here's the thing, just try it. We think you're gonna love it, but just give it a try because they got a money back guarantee if you don't like it.
Yeah, I'm.
They aren't gonna try to trick you. They know you're gonna like it. So they're like, we'll pay that money back if you think it's not working for you. See, you
I
got
don't think we
absolutely
ever.
nothing to lose and everything to gain.
don't think we ever mentioned it because we never fathomed anybody could possibly
want their money back
after feeling that good.
No normal person that has a normal person body that feels tiredness and lack of clarity would ever have a magic mind and be like, didn't work. It's gonna work. It worked for
us. It's gonna work. Magic properties with real ingredients.
Oh yeah. You, for the love of God, if you haven't gotten some magic mind yet, what are you waiting for?
We are
begging you. We are begging you to give this a try.
We are begging you for your own good. It's not because we want something from this. It's for you. We're begging you for yourself.
Exactly. Especially, you know, because here's the thing. Like, now that I don't drink as much coffee, I miss the like, pleasant, like, that one, like, being able to just have some coffee for the flavor and the enjoyment of just having a cup of coffee and not needing, like, four cups of coffee to get through the day. Like, yeah. Have a better relationship with your coffee. Get back to you and coffee. You've been on the rocks for a long time. Coffee's taken from you as much as it's given to you because you need it. You can get your power back over coffee. Just have a nice cup of coffee after dinner in the morning while you read the paper, and then don't need to have more coffee that whole day because you had a magic mind and you're already feeling much better than if you were slamming coffees. Come on. Big Toffee's had it too good for too long.
Give it the 1 week challenge. Try a week worth of magic mind versus a week worth of coffee, and you tell us when you feel better. We can tell you right now, it'll be with the magic mind.
Mm-hmm. Take that Pepsi challenge with coffee and magic mind, and you will know. By God, you will know. Once again, magicmind.com/doubledeuce, code doubledeuce20 for them good discounts. Them good discounts.
I feel really positive about this.
I do too.
She's down here, but she's ignoring me. That was Ollie pretending to be her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's getting real weird down here. Everybody's in the basement now. I have started a trend. I came down here to get some quiet from everybody, and then everybody followed me down to the basement.
Trend setting.
Yeah, not in the best way, though. Not in the best way.
Fingers on the basement pulse.
Ooh, I really, that's another phrase I'm not entirely sure you need to use again. Meat wig or fingers on the basement pulse. Both phrases I could do without ever hearing you say again.
It does kind of, it's got kind of a prostate check ring to it, fingers on the basement pulse.
I feel like if you said it in a slightly creepy voice, it would seem a lot darker.
If your doctor said that before checking your prostate, would it make you more or less excited to get it checked if he said, well, I'm just going to put my finger on your basement pulse real quick?
Yeah, no, I'm not loving that. I'm not loving the sound of that. I'm like, no, get out of my basement, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
No basement, no fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still get it checked. It's good for your health.
I feel like you really switched that. You moved the goalposts on that one because the basement part you just sort of launched into, and now we're talking about checking prostates, which is important. Everybody should get your prostate checked, especially
good prostate ladies. Health is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, a lot of folks think that this is a men's only problem, but more and more women are dying of prostate cancer every day.
For reals?
For reals. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm a scientist.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So, ladies, get them prostates checked. As if you need one more thing to worry about, carrying the burden of emotional labor like you do. But, hey, that's on you.
Yeah. Don't.
I don't know if I just said yeah to that. I think I made a pretty cavalier statement, and I think you should have actually.
I don't know that it was entirely false. It was maybe cavalier in attitude, but it wasn't necessarily untrue.
Okay. Yeah.
Just, you know, it's, I understand it's one more thing to put on ladies' plates
They got a full plate. They need to make sure you get them good plates, not those cheap plates that like dump the spaghetti all over the things in those commercials.
Oh, those ladies look so unhappy, and I bet their prostates are in terrible condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They need better plates, and they need someone to check their basement pulse.
Oh man! You did it again. See, it just you're loving it too much.
I'm just as an ad man, I'm just trying to think of how to like get the word out there for prostate health. And
okay, as an ad man, what are your top five phrases then, apart from the basement pulse? Your top five metaphoric phrases for getting your prostate checked. This is a hard one, so if you need a second to think about it, you let me know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Get a look see at your hoo hoo.
Okay, that's a good solid starter.
Flip the switch in your behind.
Okay, good. Yes. I mean that's pretty graphic, but kind of an electrical thing to it.
Just because it's the male G spot doesn't mean it can't kill you.
Okay, wow. That's getting a little dark, but I like it. Keep going. Two more.
Mm-hmm. Get your butt fiddled with medically fiddled with.
Yeah. You know what? I think that counts for two. I'm happy to just go ahead and end this there, unless you've got one that you really want to break out at the end here. But get your butt fiddled with medically, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. I think you basically took the other ones to get there, but you got there in the end. I want to go check my prostate right now.
Well, you can, like I said, that's, you know, it is the male G spot technically. So, you know, you can check it all day long if you want, twice on Sunday, which it is.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. Hey, let's plug our show we've got coming up here.
Yes, hopefully about a week. It should be on April 5th.
Woohoo!
Which is a Friday.
April 5th.
It is actually a week from the couple days ago.
Yeah, a week from a couple days ago. We're having a live show.
Look at our posts and things. We'll give you the details, but that's when it ought to be. We recorded this a week ahead of time, so we don't have new information to tell you at this moment, but by the time we're posting this, we should have all that information.
We will. And we're hoping there'll be an Axe and Timber. And I don't know the exact address of Axe and Timber, but we'll put it in the notes.
Downtown. It's downtown.
Downtown. Have you ever wanted to throw axes at Nelson or I? Well, now is a chance to throw them near us, probably nearer to us than you would ever legitimately throw axes at us.
Yeah.
And then we can all do a little podcast and we'll all have a good laugh.
Yes, we will.
And it's not even going to conflict with our tournament.
No, that's why we picked a couple weeks out, because we are hip deep, waist deep, pretty deep in basketball right now. We've been watching a lot of basketball as we speak.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's really been a big run for Grand Canyon.
Yeah, they're running.
That's probably not going to age well, but let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know how deep they'll get.
You know,
I've heard whispers of them, you know, upsetting that first round.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, upset some more rounds.
I like a good whisper.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that Kansas made it into the tournament. So that's exciting.
We always do. The ladies got in there too. Although unfortunately they're an 8 seed, which is not ideal.
No, that's where it gets a little trickier. That's a harder road to plow.
You're going to have to go up against a 1 seed in the second round if they get through. And that is particularly dicey in the women's bracket, especially in that first week.
Yeah.
I didn't see which 1 seed we're in with. I didn't get a chance to watch the women's special yet. I'm going to, but I haven't got to watch it yet. But I don't want to play any of them, quite frankly. They're all devastatingly good.
That's what the motto
we're
that
pretty
I
good. We won some games this year. We won some games against some real good teams in the conference, but I still don't think that we're gonna pull it off against whatever one seed we gotta play.
Yeah.
Still, getting in is good. Although it was also kind of sweet last year when we blew through the NIT and won that, but you know, it ain't the same as the real tournament.
No. Ain't the same, but
nah.
It'll be an interesting time to see what happens.
Yep, it's still basketball, and I'm going to watch it.
You like to. You're always saying, hey, I'd like to watch some basketball today, mm-hmm. please. Yep.
Well, yeah, these couple weeks that are just wall-to-wall basketball is some of my favorite weeks of the year.
Aw, isn't that sweet? You're keeping your finger on the pulse of your basement and and watching them scores come through your doors. You know
yep,
what I'm
just
saying?
Go watch some basketball and check my prostate
every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Our gift to you.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to check your prostates.
Oh, I thought that was what you were.
Not
offering.
Again.
Not
legally, I am not allowed to anymore. Spicy Beef Gauss has the specifics on that. I just signed the papers when he gave them to me.
He's got the dossier.
Yep. The prostate dossier. Sorry,
well,
I'm taking notes.
It's a boot time. Oh, that was almost Canadian. I was trying to, it's a butt time. It's a butt time to we're a butt to the end of we're actually a butt to the end of the butt cast pod.
Are we?
Yeah, according to my timer. Am I too early?
Well, here's the thing. I accidentally, because I was so excited for Ollie to bring us into the pod, I unfortunately didn't hit the button until a few minutes had gone by at least. So as far as I know, we've still got a little time, but.
Oh, well, I don't mean to. Damn it.
But at the same time, my time is wrong.
I did all that work on the joke and now you're saying we've got extra time and now it's all.
Well, I don't know how much time we have beyond that. You know, my timer is still running.
I clocked us at 9:08 start and it's now 9:30 and that would be 22 minutes if my math is correct.
Oh, I see. Well then, yeah, we are running low on time.
But now I feel like we have.
I started it even later than I thought I did. Maybe
I feel like we'd be just stopping abruptly now and just kind of.
No, we can't stop abruptly yet. We can't do that.
No,
we can't do that at all. I finished watching all the John Wicks.
What did
Wick.
You think? What was your take on the entire John Wick milieu?
I like him pretty well. The last one, I was a little. I thought the ending was maybe a little iffy. I'm not sure why he died from the wounds of that last one when he didn't die from the wounds of all the other ones. It seemed like he was hurt worse at sometimes in the earlier ones. I don't know why what happened to him was fatal there. It also seemed a little odd to me that he seemed like weirdly at peace with ending things, even though they pretty, you know, they already talked through that him killing that one guy would be ultimately meaningless because they just replaced him with another guy. And also that the whole reason he wouldn't give up for like 2 and 3 was because if he gives up and dies, then there's no one alive to remember his wife. I almost expected him to have faked his death, and that was like how he was going to be, you know, out of it and free for good. I was expecting like him to be like hiding behind a tree with a wig on, a meat wig on, maybe even.
Well, I just thought that the fact that he not only got all of those injuries, but then died of prostate cancer at the end of the movie was disappointing.
Should have checked his basement pulse. It just goes to show you that a whole lot of gunplay isn't nearly as dangerous as poor prostate health. I did like what's his name? Donnie, I can't remember his last name, playing that blind assassin guy was a lot of fun in the last one. That guy was good.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Hey, maybe for the live show, I can get Jacqueline Greenow to come in and talk about John Wick because she loves John Wick. She loves everything about it.
Yeah. She's a wickhead.
She's a wicker.
She's a wicker man.
She's a wicker man. Wicker woman.
Wicker man.
Wicker woman. The world is waiting for you in your satin tights, fighting for our rights and the old red, white, and blue. Wicker woman. Oh man!
I realize I probably should have said spoilers because I was all talking about the end of the fourth one.
I probably should have said parody because I was singing the Wonder Woman song, but I changed it to Wicker Woman.
Mm-hmm.
We are living on the edge, my friend.
You should have gone. Who was that? The instead of Witchy Woman. Wicker Woman.
Ooh, wee, Wicker Woman. Wicker Woman.
Is that the Eagles? Who did that song?
I think the Eagles covered it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like that song. You know why? Because I feel like we need to stop.
Because you don't like witches.
I don't like witches, and we need to stop burning women as witches. Mm-hmm. I just. Wrong.
Even though you don't like witches, you still don't want them burned.
Nope.
Fair trials for witches, says Will.
Always.
Well, you know, I appreciate your calls for criminal justice reform for witches.
I mean, it's a place that we're not looking. You know, we have a coven to prison pipeline that nobody's talking about.
Nah. They're making them. Like turn people into frogs. They got frog gangs. They're all chained up making frog people.
But my question is, who's frogging the froggers?
Who is frogging the froggers? Who indeed? I'm just singing a frogger. He's just hopping around, hopping around. Look out for them trucks, frogger. Look out for them trucks.
I feel like that's the
quick cars in that fourth lane. That fourth lane's got some quick cars. Fourth lane is for speeding, which is weird because it's like much closer to the right, and you would think that they would be going slower. That there'd be those first lanes in the far left, right by where Frogger starts. That it would have, but nah, that's one of they didn't always think about the logistics of highway travel back in those old Atari games.
It's true. Absolutely. That's
these modern AAA games have put a lot more thought behind the highway congestion and speeds than those old Atari games do. That's why the prices went up so much.
Yep.
Highway truth.
Don't do it. You did it, didn't you?
Did what?
I thought you were going highway robbery.
No.
Oh.
No, it's the truth. It's highway truth. It was highway robbery back then because they were lying. It was highway lies. Now we got highway truth.
Been a real good highway truth talk.
Yep, double deuce. Keep your highways going. Look out for frogs. Look out for frogs and check your prostate, but don't check your frog's prostate because you get a vet. Your fingers are too big. You need special tools to check a frog's prostate. You can't just don't let anyone do it. Save that for the professionals. Double deuce. Save it for the professionals.
This has been Double Deuce Podcast. If you thought the intro sounded bad, this outro sounds even worse.
Thanks for listening. I don't know how you did, but if you're trying to listen to more, we're everywhere. Libsyn, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, fucking everywhere.
That's right. Wherever fine podcasts are made, we'll be there. Also, you can reach out to us on social medias. We're at Double Deuce Pod on Twitter. We're at Double Deuce Podcast on Facebook. And our email is doubledeucepod@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to support us, get our Patreon on. Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff on there. We got me talking about things I'm seeing. We got extra minis, like the minis you find in the deck of deuces. We got Will singing. Or if you want to pay for him not to sing, there is a way to pay for no singing. The world's your oyster.
All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So much stuff.
That's patreon.com/doubledeucepod. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, when you're like, wherever fine podcasts are found, I just kept thinking about that Tom Jones speech at the end of Grapes of Wrath. It's like, whenever there's a cop beating on a fine podcast, we'll be there. Double deuce.
Good episode.